Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. As always, pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Horticulture Extension Agent Kelly Payne. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well today.
Good. Hope you are as well.
I am indeed. Thank you very much. Really a great topic, especially right after the holidays here. We're going to be talking about poinsettia care after the holidays, and an ideal time because you see a lot of those around at the holidays. So let's just get started with it, Kelly. What location should your poinsettia be kept?
After the holidays, when caring for your poinsettia, you want to keep them in a warm, brightly lit area that receives at least 6 hours of sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
But some shade during hot afternoons and evenings will be suffice as well. And make sure to keep your plant in an area that stays between about 55 to 75 degrees. Anything above or below that temperature may result in the leaves to drop.
Okay. Kelly Payne, our guest on Extension Today. Kelly, here's one that I always struggle with. How to water your poinsettia to keep that plant thriving. I've never had a lot of luck at it, so I hope you have some good pointers.
Yes. When watering your poinsettia, you want to make sure you keep it evenly moist. So you don't want it to completely dry out or sit in standing water.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to water your plant when you notice that the surface of the soil is dry and the plant feels light when lifted. And a watering technique for your poinsettia is you want to take it out of that decorative sleeve that they place them in to look pretty at the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And you can place it in a sink and then add water until it begins to drip out the bottom of the pot.
Okay.
And then once some of the plant has drained all the extra water out, you can place it back into that decorative sleeve.
Oh, that's a great idea. Here's another one. Should you prune or fertilize your poinsettia?
So to keep your poinsettia lasting long after the holidays, so once you notice that the flowers begin to fade, which the flowers are actually called bracts, you can proceed with cutting them off and add fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose a pelleted slow-release fertilizer to add to the soil, or you may opt for to fertilize your plant twice a month with a water-soluble fertilizer such as Miracle-Gro, fish emulsion, etc.
Kelly Payne is our guest, and we're talking about something that's important to all of us because we get a lot of these during the holidays, poinsettias, and we want to keep them and keep them thriving as long as we can. Great tips today, Kelly. So how about this, taking care of your poinsettia when it gets into the spring and summer?
In the spring, after all threat of frost has passed, you can actually place your poinsettia outside in a partially shaded location until the fall. And during those summer months, you want to make sure that you pinch the tips off to encourage bushier growth.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to encourage your plant to bloom for the next holiday season, you want to make sure you bring that plant back inside by the end of September.
Okay. Tips to initiate blooms for the next holiday season then. We've gone through the spring and summer. How do we go about that?
Yeah. So after you bring your plant back in for the next season, just continue to make sure you provide it again with that bright and sunny location during the day. And then at night, you want to make sure to provide it with 13 hours of uninterrupted darkness. These periods of the darkness are important to initiate flowering.
Uh-huh.
And then after about 9 to 11 weeks of long night treatment, your poinsettia should be blooming for the upcoming holiday.
Ah, terrific. You know, Kelly, I just realized I'd kind of like to be a poinsettia if I can get some 13 hours of sleep every night. Great. Is there any specific facts maybe you could share with us about poinsettias that many of us might not know?
Yeah, so poinsettias are actually a deciduous semi-evergreen shrub that's typically grown as a potted plant, and it rarely exceeds 2 to 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But in the natural habitat, the plant can grow up to 10 feet high.
Wow.
And then talking about the flowers, they are actually called bracts, which they're brightly colored, modified leaves. And poinsettias now come in all types of colors, red, white, pink. And then also, lastly, poinsettias, this may be a myth to some people, poinsettias are actually not poisonous to humans or pets.
Ah, so that is indeed news to me. Terrific. Kelly Payne, people have questions about what we talked about today, maybe want to get a little more in-depth or just didn't catch it all, what would be a good way to contact you to get that info?
Of course. So our office is an equal opportunity provider. So if you have any questions related to poinsettias or other horticulture questions, please contact myself, Kelly Payne, at my email is kellee_payne@ncsu.edu. Or you can contact me at our Yadkin County office at 336-849-7908.
Terrific. Great information today, Kelly Payne with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you so very much for sharing. Thanks for being with us, and Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you so much. Happy New Year.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here, 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.